svoju priču i svako ima tako svoj život u kojem radi, teško se muči, a ima i taj jedan dio života u kojemu je jako lijepo, u kojem se igra i tako uživa.
So similar, God has his favorite activities as in the role of God.
Tako i sam Bog ima svoje najdraže aktivnosti koje on vrši kao Bog.
He's God is, we might say, we are made in the image of God. So we can understand a little bit about God by understanding a little bit about ourselves.
Kaže se da smo mi stvoreni na sliku i priliku Boga, tako da ako naučimo nešto malo o sebi, naučit ćemo i nešto malo o Bogu.
God has his, what we say, practical administrative side where he maintains the universe and he makes sure every living entity is getting the things they need in order to go on in their life's desires.
Znači, Bog ima tako neki svoj, recimo, kao posao, neke svoje praktične djelatnosti, da održava ove sve univerzume, da se pobrine da se sva živa bića kreću onako kako su si ona zamislila prema svojim željama.
But in his intimate, most secret abode in the spiritual world, which is called Goloka Vrindavan.
Ali ima jedno specijalno mjesto u duhovnom svijetu koje se zove Goloka Vrindavan.
Krishna is, God is simply enjoying with his loving parts and parcels, his devotees.
Gospodin Bog tamo jednostavno uživa zajedno sa svojim djelićima, sa svojim dječjim pratiteljima.
The spiritual world means to go back to God and enjoy with God eternally.
Duhovni svijet, to je mjesto gdje se mi svi bi se mogli vratiti i gdje možemo vječno uživati s njim.
Just like nobody, we go to work because we have to maintain our families and maintain our bodies. We always look forward to the vacations, to the times off when we can do what we want and we can enjoy the way we want to enjoy.
Znači, svi imamo taj posao zbog kojeg to moramo raditi, moramo uzdržavati svoju obitelj, ali svi se zapravo veselimo onim danima, onim praznicima kad više ne moramo raditi i kad se možemo sa svojim najdražima naći i otići negdje.
So in the highest spiritual realm within existence, God is simply enjoying with his devotees.
Na najvišoj duhovnoj dimenziji, Bog tamo samo uživa zajedno sa svojim pratiocima. Tamo niko ne radi.
It's all joy, it's all play.
Sve je samo zabava i sve je samo igra.
And it goes on eternally, in different varieties, in different ways.
I to ide u nedogled, nemamo kraja, samo su nijanse.
So we're about to begin with a beautiful song. It's written by one great saint named Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This song is Jaya Radha Madhava.
Znači, započet ćemo sa jednom jako lijepom pjesmom koju je napisao jedan veliki duhovni pjesnik koji se zove Bhaktivinoda Thakur, a pjesma se zove Jaya Radha Madhava.
The song consists of four lines and it describes the Lord's intimate play within the spiritual world.
Znači, pjesma se sastoji od samo četiri reda u kojima možete, u kojima se nalazi ono što Gospodin radi sa svojim intimnim pratiocima u duhovnom svijetu.
Madhava means one who is the husband of the goddess of fortune.
Madhava znači onaj tko je muž od božice sreće.
Everyone wants the goddess of fortune in their home, but if you get the husband, you get the goddess also.
Svi žele tu božicu sreće u svojem domu, ali ako dobijete njezinog muža, dobit ćete i nju u svojem domu.
But if you want the goddess of fortune without her husband, you don't get either one.
Ali ako želite samo božicu sreće bez njenog muža, onda nećete dobiti ni jedno ni drugo.
So Jai Radha Madhava means Radharani is the spiritual energy of the Lord. Madhava is the Lord. Together they make up the absolute truth.
Znači, Jaya Radha Madhava znači Radharani, ona je energija Gospodina, a Madhava je Bog i njih dvoje zajedno čine tu duhovnu energiju.
So if you know the song, sing along, and if you don't, try to follow. I'll sing very slowly.
Ako znate pjesmu, ponavljajte za mnom, a ako ne znate, mi ćemo podijeliti pjesmarice, pa možete
izčitati. Do you have any song books or song sheets with that song on it? There's one, do you know what page it's on? find the song so everyone can turn to that song. Page? Which page? 99. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Dobar dan. Dobrodošli svi na naš festival. To će trajati mjene tjedan dana. Baš sam pričao, mislim ne morate ostati od danas, sljedeći tjedan dana, nego svaki dan ćemo imati neku feštu, pošto u petak je proslava pojava gospodina Ramachandra Ramnavami, tako da ćemo s Maharadžom imati ovdje svaki dan Ramakata, svaki dan ćemo pričati malo po malo i dolaziti, pričati o gospodinu Ramachandru i njegovim zabavama, dok će se finiširati taj petak dok je Ramnavami i onda bit ćemo imati veliku feštu, veliku proslavu i na kraju u subotu ćemo imati zajedno još jedan festival subotnji sa Maharadžom i sa Krišnjom Kšetra Prabhom. Na redu ćemo imati oprošteni festival, jako nam je drago, Maharadž je kod nas 10 dana. Imat ćemo s njim razno razne programe koji će biti u Njušanti pored i ovdje, pa ćete još sve biti više obavješteni. A evo sput, kao što je uvijek običaj, koga dođe ovdje, mi ga uvijek predstavimo, tako i Maharadža, koji je naš čest gost ovdje. On inače je iz Amerike, iz Chicaga. 60. godina, pred kraj 60. godina je Maharadž već došao u kontakt sa svjesnošću Krišne. Jučer nam je pričao da je 69. ja mislim dobio prvi pamflet, prve neke obavijesti o baktama, a onda 72. ponovo dolazi u kontakt s baktama i 73. nakon nekoliko mjeseci već odlazi u hram i od onda, znači već punih 36 godina, Maharadž tako putuje okolo i prosvjetljuje i inspirira bakte. Inače, nakon što je pridružio se baktama, došao je u ta jedna brda zapadne Virginije, u jednu farmsku zajednicu, koja se zove New Vrindavan, i tamo je služio jako dugo vremena, praktički 30 godina. 80. godina postoje sanjasi, a prije nekoliko godina postoje inicirajući guru. Tako vrlo dragi gost je ovdje kod nas, mi se jako puno sa njim znamo i on je kao šikša guru cijelog našeg hrama ovdje, da nam savjete pomaže, tako da je mu toliko zadovoljstvo dok Maharadž dođe kod nas. Poslije sad bit će 10 dana, tako da mi smo jako sretni zbog njega, a sve vas molim da mu zaželite toplu dobrodošlicu sa našim tradicionalnim pozdravom!
Hare Krishna. Yeah.
Line by line?
Yeah. Om Agyan Timirandasya Kina Jana Salakaya Chaksu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Staptitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Mayam Dadati Swapadantika Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Vyadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Janu tu lambi tu bujo kanakama takso sankirtanai papitaro tamalaya takso vishwambaro dvijabaro yuga dharma follow vande jagat priyo karo karuna avataro Hare Krishna. Thank you all for coming.
Hvala vam svima što ste došli.
The weekly Saturday evening program.
Na ovaj naš subotnji program večernji.
There are
so many varieties of topics that can be spoken on in relationship to our spiritual life.
Ima jako puno tema o kojima možemo razgovarati u vezi duhovnog života.
But first of all, it's important to understand how valuable spiritual life is.
Ali prije svega najvažnije je shvatiti koliko je zapravo vrijedan duhovni život.
Actually, when we speak about spiritual life, we should understand that life is spiritual.
Kad pričamo o duhovnom životu, prva stvar koju moramo shvatiti je da život zapravo je duhovan.
When you speak about life, you speak about something that is alive, or that something that has an energy of its own, that is alive and gives life.
Znači, kad pričamo o životu, to je nešto živo, nešto što posjeduje život.
And that is the spirit.
A to je duh, on pokreće život.
Matter, or what we say material, is a combination of elements, as the Lord explains in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhumir apanalo bayu, kamana buri evacha. Ahankar itiyame bina prakriti astada. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, the Lord said, makes up this material energy.
Krishna kaže u Bhagavad Giti da se ova materija, ovo što mi nazivamo materijom, zapravo sastoji od raznih elemenata, a to su vatra, voda, zrak, zemlja, eter, inteligencija i ego.
And beyond this, Krishna explains, but there's another energy, which consists of all living beings who are my parts and parcels, who are involved within this material energy and sustaining the universe.
A iznad toga nalazi se duhovna energija koja se sastoji od mojih vječnih djelića, a to smo mi, živa bića, i mi dolazimo u ovaj materijalni svijet.
Anything you see in this world is a combination of these eight elements.
Sve što vidite u ovom svijetu je kombinacija tih osam elemenata.
Actually, whatever you can see is a combination of five elements. There is a subtle material energy which is called the mind, the intelligence, and the what is called false ego, or what is defined as ourselves but is not.
Znači, ono što vidimo zapravo je sastavljeno od tih pet elemenata, vatra, voda, zemlja, zrak, eter, a ovaj suptilni dio naziva se inteligencija i ego, sastoji se od toga i to je zapravo ono što mi smatramo da jesmo, ali nismo.
But matter cannot produce life.
Jer materija ne može proizvesti život.
You can take all the material ingredients and you can combine it in different ways and try to activate it, but unless there is spirit, matter simply remains what it is. It's dead. It doesn't function.
Znači, možete uzeti sve te elemente, spojiti ih da vam ih neko da, ali ako nema duha koji će ući u to, nešto duhovno, to se neće pokrenuti, bez obzira koliko ste vi spretni.
Within matter there is spirit, and that's what gives matter life.
Unutar materije nalazi se duh i to je ono što daje materiji život.
Simple example, everyone probably heard this example before, but it really has a lot of understanding when we think about it. You have a car, and a car is a combination of so many nice ingredients, but unless there's a driver, the car is pretty much has no value.
Ima taj jedan jednostavni primjer koji je vjerojatno većina vas čula, a tu se zapravo radi o automobilu koji je sastavljen od svih tih elemenata, ali ako u njemu nema vozača, on se neće moći pokrenuti.
So Krishna, God, refers in the revealed scriptures that he is the source of life and all life is really coming from him.
Bog, a mi ga zovemo Krishna, kaže u spisima da od njega dolazi zapravo taj život i da on taj koji pokreće materiju.
But this material energy made of matter is strong, and we are, although we are spiritual energy, we are controlled by the material energy. Why? Because we have accepted the control of the material energy.
Postoji materijalna energija i iako smo mi duhovni, ta materijalna energija je jača od nas. A zašto? Zato što mi to prihvaćamo.
But Krishna, God is the controller of the spiritual energy and the material energy.
A Krishna, on je kontrolor, on je iznad materijalne i duhovne energije.
Everything is working under the control of God. God's control is perfect. There's nothing that can work outside of his control.
Sve je pod kontrolom Boga. Božja kontrola je savršena. Nema niko drugi ko može izbjeći, nema nikoga ko može izbjeći toj kontroli.
So if we want to get out of the control of the material energy, in other words, if we want to stop suffering, we have to take the control of the spiritual energy or God.
Znači, ako želimo se izvući od te materijalne energije, ako se želimo izvući iz njezine kontrole, moramo uzeti utočište, moramo prihvatiti tu višu energiju koja dolazi od Boga.
Because if you try to control the material energy, it controls you.
Ako pokušavate kontrolirati materiju, zapravo ona kontrolira vas.
The more you try to control this world, the more you get caught up in the entanglement of being controlled by this world.
Što više pokušavate vladati ovim svijetom, shvatite da zapravo on vlada vama.
So the idea is to put yourself under the control of God, who is controlling everything, and then you can relieve yourself from the control of this world.
Znači, glavna ideja je da prihvatimo kontrolu Boga koji kontrolira sve i onda možemo izaći iz ovog materijalnog svijeta.
Because God is the supreme spirit and all matter is simply his energy.
Jer Bog je vrhovni duh, a sva materija je samo njegova energija.
And we are also his energy too. We are also spiritual.
Mi smo također njegova energija, a mi smo duhovni.
This body we inhabit a lady's body or a man's body, but the body is simply matter and it's a combination of these elements.
Znači, mi posjedujemo tijelo, muško ili žensko, i ono je naše, ali to je samo kombinacija ovih pet elemenata.
I'll give you a simple example. You might say, well, this is basic philosophy, I heard this so many times, but think about it.
Mogu vam dati jedan jednostavan primjer i vi možete reći, a to je jednostavna filozofija, čuo sam je već puno puta, ali razmislite malo.
We all have these nice ears, right?
Svi imamo ova lijepa uha.
Two ears. Sometimes they wiggle, right?
Dva uha koja nekad idu tako.
Well, the ears, you hear with the ears, right?
Vi čujete ušima, zar ne?
But do the ears hear?
Ali da li uši čuju?
The ears can't hear.
Uši ne mogu čuti.
You hear.
Vi čujete.
The ears are for the instrument of hearing.
Uši su instrument kroz koji slušate.
But the ears are not hearing. You're inside there and you're using the ears to hear.
Ali uši ne slušaju, nego vi se nalazite unutra i koristite te uši da čujete.
If there's nobody home, then although you have so many nice ears and you can put earrings on it and flowers, still you can't hear.
Znači, ako nema...
Has to be somebody inside to hear.
Ako nema nikoga unutra, možete imati prekrasne uši i staviti na njih naušnice ili cvijeće, ali sve je to bez veze pošto nikoga nema unutra.
And if the ears don't hear, you're still there, that's all. But you can't hear.
Ali ako su uši još uvijek tu, a vi ste unutra, a uši ne rade, onda ne čujete.
It's like if you go to work and you sit down at your desk and you turn on your computer and it crashes.
Kao na primjer dođete na posao, upalite svoj kompjuter i on sruši se sistem.
It happened to you, Boris? Where's Boris?
Boris, da li ti se to desilo?
Yeah. Crashed many times.
Yes. Se puno puta sruši.
You're still here, right?
Ti se uvijek tu, zar ne?
The computer didn't work, but it's still... The only thing is you can't do your work, but you're still there.
Znači, ako se kompjuter srušio, ti ne možeš raditi više svoj posao, ali ti si još uvijek tu.
If the computer crashes, that doesn't mean you crash.
Ako je kompjuter propao, to ne znači da si i ti propao.
So this body is an instrument, that's all.
Znači, ovo tijelo je instrument, to je sve.
And we're inside the instrument and we use the instrument.
I mi se nalazimo unutar njega i koristimo taj instrument.
But who are we?
Ali ko smo mi?
Are we the body?
Ali smo tijelo?
Or are we the person that is using the body?
Ili smo osoba koja koristi to tijelo?
If you say you're the body, that means when the body dies, you die.
Ako mislite da ste tijelo, to znači kada tijelo umre i vi umirete.
Doesn't sound too good, does it?
Baš ne zvuči lijepo, zar ne?
But actually, death is for matter. Spirit doesn't die because spirit is never born. And something that is never born never dies also.
Ali smrt se ne odnosi na duhovno, ono se odnosi na materijalno. Duhovno se nikad ne rađa i nikad ne umire.
So we are that force within the body that moves the body and makes the body work.
in different ways.
Znači, mi smo ta sila koja se nalazi unutar tijela i upravlja tim tijelom i pokreće ga onako kako mi želimo.
But everyone thinks I am the body.
Ali svi misle ja sam to tijelo.
And if the body is happy, I'm happy. If the body is not happy, I'm not happy.
I svi misle, ako je tijelo sretno, ja sam sretan, ako tijelo nije sretno, onda nisam ni ja sretan.
Doesn't sound like a good proposition, does it?
Ne zvuči baš kao dobar prijedlog.
No, actually, the body is a place where you reside, but really, in one sense, you have nothing to do with the body.
Ne, tijelo je zapravo mjesto u kojem vi prebivate, a vi zapravo nemate veze s njim.
Just like you're inside this building now.
Kao što se sad recimo unutar ove zgrade.
So you, after some time, you leave and you go to another building.
Nakon nekog vremena vi izađete i odete u neku drugu zgradu.
The building is still there, but you're gone.
Znači, zgrada je još uvijek tu, ali vi ste otišli.
So, using this example, if the body dies, you go somewhere else, doesn't mean you stop dying. If the house gets knocked down, you're still around somewhere.
Znači, kada tijelo umre, vi jednostavno odete na neko drugo mjesto. Nije da vi ostajete u tom tijelu. Isto kao i kuća. Ako se ona sruši, vi odete dalje.
So if we're spirit, then the question is, what are we supposed to do?
Znači, ako smo mi taj duh, što bi mi onda trebali raditi?
That's another thing. If you know who you are, first point in spiritual life is to know who you are.
Znači, najosnovnija poanta u duhovnom životu je da znate tko ste u stvari vi.
Most people don't know who they are.
Većina ljudi ne znaju tko su.
If you ask them who they are, they'll tell you your name, their name.
Ako ih pitate tko su, oni će vam reći svoje ime.
And then they'll tell you where they're from.
Oni će vam reći odakle su.
And they might tell you a little bit about their life.
I možda nešto malo o svom
životu. But that doesn't tell you any about thing about them. Who are you?
Ali to ne znači ništa o njima. Ko ste zapravo vi?
If you're the body, then what you tell me is true. But if you're the soul within the body, then this is not, all you're telling me is some fairy tale.
Znači, ako ste vi to tijelo, to je istina sve što ste mi rekli, ali ako niste, ako ste duša, onda sve što mi pričate su najobičnije bajke.
You can change your body, but you remain the same.
Možete promijeniti svoje tijelo, ali vi ostajete isti.
So who are we?
Znači, ko smo mi?
The scriptures explain. Jivar sarupai nitya krishna das. You don't have to guess. The answer is already given to you. You are eternally the servant of God. That's all.
Ne morate puno pogađati. Vi ste jednostavno sluga Boga.
And by serving God, you start to again remember your identity.
I ako služite Boga, ponovno se počnete prisjećati svog pravog identiteta.
Because service is the nature of life.
Jer naša priroda života je služba.
Nobody likes that word service.
Nitko ne voli tu riječ služiti.
I want to be served. I don't want to serve.
Ja želim da mene služe, ja ne želim služiti.
A person becomes wealthy and then they have people serving them, right?
Ljudi postanu,
they think that's success, yes.
Ljudi postanu bogati, onda ih drugi služe i misle da je to zapravo uspjeh.
But nobody thinks I have to work hard to become a servant. I want to be a servant.
Ali nitko ne misli, ja moram teško
I want to
raditi,
be a master, right? Everybody wants to be the master and wants everyone else to serve, right?
Nitko ne želi biti sluga, svi žele biti gospodari i da ih drugi služe.
So in this world, everyone is trying to be the master, but everyone is serving.
U ovom svijetu svi žele postati
gospodari. The husband serving the family, the wife serving the family, the husband serving the boss, the soldiers serving the country, person serving their dog by bringing him on a walk so he can pass stool and urine.
Znači, svi nekoga služe. Muž služi ženu, žena muža, muž služi svojeg šefa, pa onda svi skupa služe psa kojeg izvode van u šetnju.
Everyone is serving. At every minute. You can't stop serving.
Ne možemo prestati služiti. Svaku
minutu služimo. If you don't have nobody, you serve your mind. You serve your body.
Ali ako nemate više koga služiti, onda ili služite svoj um ili tijelo.
So if you're thinking, I'm serving, but I'm not happy, maybe I should do something different.
Ako služite i niste sretni, onda počnete razmišljati, možda bi ja trebao nešto drugo.
So real activity means to serve. Serve is there, but to serve who? Or serve and serve with what results? So the scriptures say that you serve, but you serve God.
Znači, naša pravilna aktivnost je da služimo i ako služimo trebamo znati koga. I spisi kažu prava osoba koju trebamo služiti je Bog.
You're meant to serve God.
Vi ste stvoreni da služite Bogu.
Everyone's meant to serve God.
Svi su stvoreni da služe Bogu.
And God doesn't force you to serve him.
I Bog vas ne prisiljava da ga služite.
But if you serve them, you become happy.
Ali ako ga služite, postajete sretni.
Because that's our nature. If you take a fish and you put it on the land and you give it a car and you give it a nice clothes, you dress it up and you drive it around and you go downtown and you go shopping and go to the fish market to buy some fish clothes, get a fish hairdo. It's a fishy story.
Znači, ovo je jedna priča o ribi koju uzmete iz vode i odvedete ju, stavite ju na kopno, kupite joj auto, stavite joj auto, odete s njom u dućan za ribe, složite joj frizuru, kupite joj odjeću i tako.
So the fish is out of water, therefore whatever you do for the fish, it's never happy because it's not in its environment.
Ali riba je izvan vode i što god vi napravili za tu ribu, ona neće biti sretna jer ona nije u svom prirodnom položaju.
So we're out of our environment. We belong in the spiritual world with God and we're in this world and we're trying to become happy by things that are, what we say, contrary to our real nature.
Znači, mi također nismo u svojem pravom prebivalištu. Naše pravo prebivalište je duhovni svijet. I mi se sad nalazimo u ovom svijetu i mislimo biti sretni, ali to je zapravo nemoguće.
So the Lord is kind. He comes and he gives the formula how we can again become happy. God likes everyone to be happy.
Bog je milostiv i on dolazi u ovaj svijet da bi nam dao formulu kako da budemo sretni. I on želi da svi budu
They
sretni.
They say, God loves me.
Oni kažu, Bog me voli.
God loves everyone.
Bog voli sve.
God is love.
Bog je ljubav.
There's nothing more to God than love. Love means to exchange loving feelings in a service way for the pleasure of the beloved.
Znači, ljubav znači da razmjenjujete te osjećaje u toj jednom raspoloženju služenja jednog drugog i to je zapravo ljubav.
But love has to be based on knowledge.
Ali ljubav se mora bazirati na pravilnom znanju.
So God knows what we need.
Bog zna što nam treba.
And he's trying to give us that, or he's trying to give us the opportunity to take it.
I daje nam priliku da uzmemo to što nam treba.
So he's come personally.
I on je došao osobno.
Why would God come to this world?
Zašto bi Bog došao u ovaj svijet?
I mean, he's got the spiritual world. He's got so many devotees there. Everything is perfect. But still he comes here.
On ima duhovni svijet, ima toliko mnogo pratioca, ali ipak dolazi ovdje.
The story is just like a father may have so many sons, and one of them left home, and somehow or other that son is gone, and the father is concerned, where did my son go?
Znači, to je kao priča u kojoj otac ima jako mnogo sinova, i onda jedan od tih sinova ode i nema ga duže vrijeme, i onda se otac počne brinuti, gdje je moj sin?
So, the other sons, they never left, they stay with God, with the father, and they're obedient to the father.
Ostali sinovi ostaju s ocem i ostaju poslušni ocu.
Now, someday, one day the son, the other wandering son comes back home.
Nakon nekog vremena, taj sin koji je odlutao vraća se kući.
And God is so happy, and the father is so happy.
I otac je toliko
You're
sretan.
Back!
Vratio se.
And he just embraces him, he's so happy, he's laughing, he's overwhelmed with joy, he's crying, he's even giving gifts. And the other sons are thinking, wow, he never treated us like this.
I onda se taj sin vrati kući i otac ga zagrli, daje mu poklone, ljubi ga, plače. I onda drugi sinovi počnu razmišljati, ali zašto se prema njemu tako ponaša? Prema nama nikad nije bio tako.
Although the father loves each of the sons equal, when one goes away, he's so happy when he comes back that he just showers so much affection upon that son.
Znači, iako je otac jednak prema svima, on prema tom koji, sinu koji se vratio, onako postupa sa puno većom ljubavi.
So although God is perfect and complete in the spiritual world, surrounded by so many of his loving disciples and devotees, still he's concerned about us here.
Iako se Bog nalazi u duhovnom svijetu i tamo uživa sa toliko mnogo svojih pratioca i bakta,
that's why he comes to this world.
I zato dolazi u ovaj svijet jer je zabrinut.
Simply to create ways to attract us to come back to him in the spiritual world.
Da bi nas na neki način privukao da mu se vratimo.
What is love?
Što je ljubav?
Love is the happiness you see when the person you love is happy.
Ljubav je sreća koju vidite kad osoba koju volite je sretna.
Love is not some feeling that goes up and down your spine.
Ljubav nije neki osjećaj koji ide gore dolje po vašoj kralježnici.
I could be somebody just spilling some hot dal on you or something.
Možda neko prolio vrući dal po vama.
It's not love is not some, you know,
ljubav nije nešto tako.
It's not like sticking your finger in an electric socket and getting a charge.
Nije kao da stavite vaš prst u utičnicu i ono što tako presete.
Love is the happiness that you feel when someone is dear to you and that person is happy by something you do. That's love.
Prava ljubav je ono kad vi nešto uradite za neku drugu osobu koju volite i ona je sretna zbog toga.
So God loves us so much that he's trying to figure out ways to make us happy.
Bog nas toliko voli da pokušava naći neki način da budemo sretni.
And when he sees us happy, he becomes happy.
I kada vidi da smo sretni, on postane sretan.
That is God.
To je Bog.
But he knows that what we want to be happy and what we need to be happy is different.
Ali on zna da ono što mi želimo da budemo sretni i ono što nam zapravo treba da budemo sretni su dvije različite stvari.
The little child wants to play with fire and the because it looks nice, it's bright, it's got so many nice colors to it. Oh, fire. And the father says, no, it's dangerous. Oh, it's so nice.
Znači, malo dijete se želi igrati sa vatrom, jer vatra je jako lijepa i svjetla i topla, i ona želi uhvatiti, oh, vatra, ali otac kaže, ne, to je opasno, nemoj.
Where we are like lost little children, we're in this world and we're trying to find happiness, but we're getting trouble only.
Znači, mi smo kao mala izgubljena djeca koja u ovom svijetu pokušavaju biti sretna, ali jedino što dobivamo je patnja.
And once in a while the trouble stops and we think I'm happy.
I onda u jednom trenutku ta patnja prestane i onda mi mislimo da smo sretni.
Happiness in this world is simply the stopping of misery. That's all.
U ovom svijetu sreća je samo trenutak kad nema patnje.
When you stop suffering for a little while, you think I'm happy.
Kada prestanete patiti na neko vrijeme, mislite da ste sretni.
You're hungry. And it causes pain sometimes, right?
Gladni ste i to vam nekad uzrokuje bol.
Yes.
Zar ne?
Sometimes you have that problem, you're called hunger pains.
Nekad imate taj problem, zove se bolovi u trbuhu zbog gladi.
So you eat and the hunger pains go along away and you say I'm happy.
Onda se vi najedete i više vas ne boli trbuh i onda mislite da ste sretni.
So the happiness comes by stopping the pain of hunger. That's all.
Sreća dolazi kada vi ste više niste gladni, sprečavate tu bol.
You're feeling lusty, right?
Osjećate se požudno.
And your mind is so disturbed.
Um vam je tako uznemiren.
You want to find happiness in that by exhibiting your lusty desires.
I želite ostvariti sreću tako da ostvarite svoje požudne želje.
And you do it.
I ostvarite.
You feel happy.
I da li ste sretni?
For a few minutes.
Sretni ste nekoliko minuta.
And you think that's happiness.
I mislite to je sreća.
It's just counteracting the pain of lust, that's all.
To je samo ublažilo vašu patnju koja je nastala zbog požude.
And if you go on in this world, you see everything is like that. You just want something, you get it for a little while, you stop suffering, and then it comes back again.
Znači u ovom svijetu je baš tako, vi nešto jako želite, onda to dobijete, imate neko vrijeme i onda to opet nestane.
So in this world you can't win and you can't stop playing.
U ovom svijetu ne možete pobijediti, ali ne možete ni prestati igrati.
You can't win the game of life, but you can't get out of the game either.
Ne možete pobijediti u ovoj igri života, ali ne možete ni izaći iz nje.
You're stuck.
Zaglavili ste se.
But there's a way out.
Ali ima izlaz.
God has come.
Bog je došao.
He has a formula.
Dao je formulu.
And the formula is easy.
I formula je lagana.
Stop doing your nonsense.
Prestanite sa svojim glupostima.
I can't stop.
Ali ne mogu.
Well, try.
Probaj.
I can't.
Ne mogu.
All right.
Okay.
Here, try this instead. See if you like this better.
Pokušaj ovo, možda je ovo bolje.
What is it?
Što je to?
It's a word.
To je riječ.
What's the word?
Koja riječ?
Krishna.
Krishna.
Oh. Try it again.
Probaj opet.
Krishna.
Krishna.
One more time.
Još jednom.
Krishna. Krishna. It's nice.
Lijepo je.
Okay. One more time.
Još jednom.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Now I'll give you another word.
Sad ću vam dati drugu im. Drugu riječ.
Hare.
Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Isn't that nice?
Zar to nije lijepo?
It's free.
Besplatno je.
You don't have to pay for it.
Ne morate platiti.
You don't have to join a club either.
Ne morate se ni pridružiti ovoj ekipi.
And God is like that. He says, come and just chant my name, that's all.
Bog je takav, on kaže, dođi i pjevaj moje ime, to je sve.
God's name is God.
Božje ime je jednako kao i Bog.
That's a mystery.
To je velika tajna.
How to understand that?
Kako to shvatiti?
Sounds like easy. The name of God is God.
Wow. Zvuči tako nevjerojatno. Ime Božje je isto kao Bog.
Far out, man. Wow, that is far out.
Cool, čovječe. To je far out.
God's name is God.
Božje ime je Bog.
It's true.
Istina je.
Now you can't figure it out.
Ne možete to
can't put it under a microscope. Can't bring it to a laboratory. You can't analyze it. Nobody can explain it. But it's true.
Ne možete to analizirati, staviti pod mikroskop ili u neki laboratorij, ali to je stvarno istina.
And by chanting God's name, you feel happy.
I kad pjevate ta imena Boga, postajete sretni.
First thing you feel when you chant God's name is you feel peaceful.
Prvo što osjećate kad pjevate Božje imena je
suffering starts to go away.
Patnja počinje nestajati.
Slowly. Your mind starts to feel different.
Vaš um se počinje osjećati drugačije.
Problems are not so important anymore.
Problemi više nisu toliko bitni.
And then you start feeling a little peaceful.
I onda se počinjete osjećati mirno.
And then they go on and the peace gets greater.
I onda s vremenom taj mir je sve veći i veći.
Then you feel happy.
I onda osjećate sreću.
And then from after happiness you feel joyful.
Nakon sreće ste radosni.
Then you start dancing.
Onda počnete plesati.
Then after joyfulness then you become ecstatic.
Poslije radosti postanete ekstatični.
And then the ecstasy just increases where you become mad.
I onda ta ekstaza se povećava sve dok ne poludite.
Everybody has to be mad for something.
Svi su ludi za nečim.
People are mad for what?
Za čim su ljudi ludi?
Money.
Novac.
Sex.
Sex.
Position, power.
Pozicija, moć.
Football.
Yeah. Nogomet.
Cricket.
Cricket.
What else? Stock market.
Dionice. Everything.
People are mad for these things, but become mad for God. That's nice. That's a good kind of madness.
Svi su ludi za nečim, ali mi smo ludi za Bogom i to je zapravo pravo ludilo.
So when we chant God's name, we can realize by the experience we have that God's name is God.
Znači, kroz naše iskustvo, ako mantramo Božje ime, ako pjevamo Božje ime, možemo shvatiti kroz iskustvo da je Božje ime Bog.
Just like you sit down and you're hungry.
Jednostavno, sjedite gladni ste.
There's a whole nice dish of foodstuffs sitting in front of you.
I tanjur prepun raznih slastica je pred vama.
And then you say, someone comes along and you say, what is that? And they say, well, it's nice food. Well, what does it do? Well, if you eat it, you'll feel energy, you'll feel satisfaction, you'll feel happiness.
Znači, neko dođe kraj vas, vi imate taj tanjur pred sobom i pita vas šta je to, vi kažete jako fina hrana i ako ju pojedete, osjećate ćete zadovoljstvo, bit ćete sretni.
Can you explain how it works?
Možete li objasniti kako to radi?
Well, you have to eat it to understand. No, give me the whole philosophy of how it works.
I on vam kaže jednostavno, pojedite i shvatit ćete, ali ne, ja želim filozofiju kako to radi.
Well, you first of all you pick it up and then you put it in your mouth and then you chew it and then you swallow it and then at a certain point you don't want anymore.
Znači uzmete sa žlicom, stavite u svoje usta, žvačete, jedete i onda gutate i onda shvatite nakon nekog vremena da vam je dosta.
You mean I have to experience it?
Misliš ja moram proći kroz to
iskustvo? Can't just tell me what it's like and I can experience it?
Ne možeš mi samo reći što je to, nego moram proći kroz to.
Can I just eat the menu?
Mogu li samo pojesti jelovnik?
No, you get the same thing. You have to kind of like go for it.
Ali ne, moraš uzeti to.
Moraš so the same way, chanting is like that. You can explain it, you can philosophize with it, and we do. We do a lot of that. But it's an experience.
Znači, isto je sa mantranjem. Mi možemo filozofirati o tome, pričati puno teorija o tome, i mi to i radimo, ali prava stvar je da morate to iskušati.
Now, it's not a single-pointed experience, it's a multi-pointed experience.
To nije jednostavno
It has many reasons behind it.
Ima mnogo razloga iza toga.
Chanting not only can connect you with God, but frees you from suffering, gives you knowledge, gives you joy, awakens your relationship with God, and helps you to understand the goal of life.
Znači, nije da je samo jedna stvar se krije za toga. Ima puno stvari. Recimo, kad puno dobrobiti. Ako mantrate tu mantru, možete shvatiti toliko puno stvari na kraju samog sebe.
So they say God is good, God is love, God is compassion. His compassion, his love, and his care is that he comes to this world just to teach us the process for going back to him. That is his mercy.
Kažu da je Bog dobar i da je on zapravo ljubav i da je samilostan. A njegova samilost se sastoji od toga da on dolazi ovdje i da nam daje proces kojim se možemo vratiti k njemu.
523 years ago, 1486, on, I believe it was February, what day was that the Lord appeared? February 19th, I think it was. February 18th, 1486, the Lord appeared in a place called Godadesh, Navadweep, in a remote village in India. And in that he came to teach the process of devotion to himself.
Znači, 18. veljače 1486. sam Bog se pojavio u Navadvipu, u jednom malom selu u Indiji, da bi nam dao proces kojim se možemo vratiti k njemu.
And his desire is that in this incarnation of himself, he wants everyone to get the mercy. That's why you see now that this Krishna consciousness movement, although starting from India and has been in India for the last 5,000 plus years, is now within the last 40 years traveling to every country of the world. This is the Lord's desire to give this mercy to everyone.
Znači, njegova želja je bila da ovu milost da svima, cijelom svijetu. I možete vidjeti da nakon 5000 godina ovaj pokret se proširio po cijelom svijetu u zadnjih par godina.
And that is his love. That is his compassion. Not only does he come to this world, but he sacrifices everything just to give that mercy to us.
I on dolazi u ovaj svijet i on daje tu svoju ljubav i milost svima i žrtvuje toliko mnogo stvari da bi to napravio.
If somebody does something for you and it's good for you, naturally you become grateful.
Ako neko nešto napravi za vas i to ispadne dobro, prirodno vi postanete zahvalni.
Yeah, just like if somebody, you know, they like you and they know what you like and so they go out of their way, they save some money and they buy something for you and they give it to you on your special birthday. And they wrap it up so nicely and they just present it you with a big smile and you're just so happy to receive it and it's such a wonderful experience. Immediately you just think, I'd like to help do something for them. You feel grateful. You feel like you want to reciprocate.
Znači, ako neko ko vas poznaje vam kupi jako, jako specijalan dar koji jako volite i to vam pokloni na vaš specijalan rođendan i to učini sa velikim smješkom na licu, kad vi to primite, prirodno postajete zahvalni toj osobi i želite nešto napraviti za njega.
So the Lord has come and he's given us the greatest of all gifts. He's given himself in the form of this chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra.
I Bog je došao ovdje i dao nam je najveću moguću milost u obliku svojeg imena koje se ne razlikuje od njega. To je ova Hare Krishna mantra.
And he only wants one thing. You take it.
I on želi samo jednu stvar. Uzmite to.
Just take it, that's all.
Samo uzmite, to je sve.
Just try it first and see if it works.
Probajte i iskušajte da li stvarno djeluje.
It works.
Djeluje.
But still you should try it.
Ali ipak trebate
probati. Make an experiment. Prabhupada would say make an experiment.
Prabhupada bi rekao napraviti eksperiment.
The truth cannot be experiment with, but you should understand that in order for you to experience it, you should make an experience to experience the truth.
Znači, sa istinom ne možete eksperimentirati, ali morate napraviti eksperiment da vidite da stvarno djeluje.
And so the Lord says, just chant Hare Krishna.
I zato gospodin kaže, samo mantrajte Hare Krishna.
No time.
Ali nemamo vremena.
Too many things to do.
Imam toliko posla.
Too many places to go.
Moram ići na toliko puno mjesta.
Too many people to meet.
Moram upoznati toliko ljudi.
Why should I chant?
Zašto bi mantrao?
There's a lot of things to do.
Ima toliko stvari.
Why chanting?
Zašto mantranje?
Why not?
Zašto ne?
The Lord, Kali Kale, Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar, the Lord has come in the form of His name. And if we just take up this chanting seriously, I mean, we can do it 5 minutes a day, we can do it an hour a day, or we can just do it. But if we understand, just like, I'll tell you a little story. Would you like to hear a story?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Okay. You sure?
Sigurni ste?
Okay, I'll tell you a story. There was a man. He was walking down the street and he saw this big, large, yellow lump of gold.
Bio je jedan čovjek i tako je šetao niz ulicu i nasred ulice je vidio veliku hrpu zlata.
And he said, wow, I found gold.
I rekao, našao sam zlato.
I'm rich.
Bogat sam.
I'm rich.
Bogat sam.
I'm rich.
Bogat sam.
So he's thinking, now what to do with it?
Što ću sad sa njim?
I'll hide it.
Sakriću ga.
So he goes to the forest.
Ode u šumu.
This is before they had banks.
To je prije nego što su imali banke.
And he digs a hole in the ground.
I iskopa rupu u zemlju.
Puts the gold in the ground.
Stavi zlato u zemlju.
Covers it up.
Zatrpa ga.
And every day, the same time, he goes, digs up the hole, takes it and says, looks at it and says, I'm rich. I'm rich. I'm rich.
I svaki dan, u isto vrijeme, dana odlazi u tu šumu, iskopa zlato i gleda ga i kaže, bogat sam.
Puts it back in, covers it up.
I opet ga zatrpa.
And then the same day, same time, the next day, he goes out, digs it up, picks it up. I'm rich. I'm rich. Puts it back in, covers it up.
I tako drugi dan u isto vrijeme dođe, iskopa, pogleda i vidi, kaže, bogat sam, i opet to zatrpa.
So one day, one man starts to see, oh, he's going every day to the same place. Let me follow him, see where he's going.
I onda ga vidi jedan drugi čovjek i shvati, pa gledaj, ovaj moj prijatelj svaki dan ide tamo na isto mjesto.
And follows him into the forest.
I slijedi ga u šumu.
He hides behind a tree.
Sakrije se iza drveta.
And he sees the man digging the hole.
I vidi kako čovjek
kopa. Then he sees, oh, he's got gold.
I onda vidi, oh, on ima zlato.
And then the man puts it back, he goes. And then when he goes, this other man comes, he digs it up, takes the gold, he puts a rock in its place. And then he takes the gold and leaves.
Taj drugi čovjek dođe, iskopa zlato, uzme ga i zatrpa na njegovo mjesto jedan veliki kamen i ode.
So the next day when this man comes out, he digs it up and he opens and he sees a rock instead of the gold. What happened? Someone stole my gold. Oh!
I onda se taj prvi čovjek vrati tamo, iskopa i vidi kamen i onda kaže, što je ovo? Neko mi ukrao moje zlato.
And there was one holy man. He was watching him come every day.
Bio je jedan svetac tamo koji ga vidi svaki dan.
He said, what's the matter?
I kaže, što se desilo?
Someone stole my gold.
Netko mi ukrao zlato.
No problem, you can do the same thing. You just come every day, you dig the hole, you look at the rock, you put it back, you cover it up and you go.
Nema problema.
Just do the same thing, there's no loss.
Svaki dan možeš doći ovdje, iskopati taj kamen, pogledati ga, reći kako si bogat, zatrpati ga i otići. To tako i tako radiš svaki dan. Nema gubitka.
So, if you have something valuable, you have to use it.
Ako imate nešto vrijedno, morate to iskoristiti.
So, the holy name is the most valuable thing because it's Krishna in sound vibration. And we take time every day and use our intention, attention, a devotion and just chant the Lord's name. We will understand that this is the most valuable gift we can possibly experience.
Sveto ime Krišne se ne razlikuje od njega samog. I ako ozbiljno to prihvatimo i pokušamo svaki dan malo to mantrati, shvatit ćemo da smo dobili nevjerojatan dar koji je neprocjenjiv.
But the Lord, He knows we forget easy, so He keeps reminding us.
Gospodin zna da smo mi jako zaboravni, pa nas i svojim milosti nas budi.
So please chant Hare Krishna.
Zato molim vas, mantra
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, two brothers, they're actually the Supreme Lord. Vrajendra Nandanaye, Sachi Sutta, Hoilo Se Balaram Hoilo Nutai. The same Krishna and Balaram of Vrindavan have once again appeared as Gaur Nittai to bring Vrindavan Dham to the age of Kali in the form of this Harinam Sankirtan. There's no difference than if Krishna in Vrindavan dancing with his parts and parcels and Lord Chaitanya performing Sankirtan with his pure devotees.
Krishna i Balaram, koji su bili prije 5000 godina na zemlji, vratili su se opet kao gorni taj i kao što je Krishna nekad plesao sa svojim prijateljima, tako i gorni taj danas plešu sa svojim pratiocima.
Sounds so easy.
Zvuči tako lagano.
It is.
Je, lagano.
Yes.
Zar ne?
But why don't we do it?
Ali zašto onda to ne radimo?
We do it, but not enough.
Mi to radimo, ali ne dovoljno.
Satatam. Always chant.
Uvijek mantrajte.
As much as possible.
Najviše što možete.
If you chant, if you're always chanting, you're always connected with Krishna.
Ako stalno mantrate, stalno ste povezani s Krishnom.
You can chant while driving, you can chant while walking, you can chant while taking shower, you can chant while so many things. You can chant anytime, any place, anywhere, no rules, no regulations, no restrictions, no requirements, no PhDs needed. All you have to have is two things, a tongue and two ears.
Znači,
you can catch it from either side.
Možete mantrati gdje god da jeste, možete mantrati pod tušem, u autu, bilo gdje. Jedina stvar što vam treba su usta, jezik i dva uha.
And that's the only requirement.
To su jedine stvari koje vam trebaju.
Before this process of bhakti is a very deep process. And when Krishna came, before Lord Chaitanya, he said, you better surrender. If you don't surrender, you can't get my mercy. Lord Chaitanya doesn't say that.
Prije je bhakti yoga bila jako kompliciran proces. Krishna je došao i rekao, predajte mi se. I ako se niste predali, niste ništa dobili za uzvrat. A danas gospodin Chaitanya kaže, pa ni ne moraš.
The same Krishna of Vrindavan has come again as Lord Chaitanya to me and he makes it easy this time.
Znači, isti Krishna iz Vrindavana je došao kao gospodin Chaitanya, ali ovaj put nam je dao malo lakši zadatak.
Don't worry about surrender, just chant Hare Krishna.
Ne brinite se o nikakvoj predaji, samo mantrajte Hare Krishna.
That's all. And if you get hungry, eat prasadam.
I ako ste gladni, uzmite prasadam.
There is, in this world is like a hospital.
Ovaj svijet je kao bolnica.
And everyone's a patient.
I svi su pacijenti.
And we're suffering from a disease.
Svi imamo jednu bolest.
The disease is called bhava-rog.
A ta bolest se zove bhava-rog.
Too much material connection.
Previše povezanosti s materijom.
If you come in contact with some kind of infection, then you get the disease.
Ako dođete u kontakt s nekakvim uzročnikom bolesti, razboljet ćete se.
So this world is a place of infection. The infection is material disease.
Znači, ovaj svijet je prepun takvih uzročnika bolesti, a bolest je materijalna bolest.
Therefore, this is like one giant hospital.
I ovo je kao jedna divovska bolest.
Everyone is infected by material diseases.
Svi imaju materijalne bolesti.
And what is the material disease? I want this. I want that. I need this. I have to have that. I can't live without that.
A koje se to boli? Ja želim ovo, želim ono, treba mi ono, treba mi ono. Šta ako to ne
dobije? Everything, right? Material life. So, the doctor comes along and says, you're sick.
Doktor dođe i napiše i ono, procijeni, vi ste bolesni.
We need an operation, this is a serious case.
Ovo je ozbiljan slučaj, treba operacija.
Too much material diseases.
Previše materijalnih vezanosti, bolesti.
Lust.
Požuda.
Anger.
Gnjev.
Greed,
pohlepa,
illusion,
iluzija,
pride,
ponos,
envy,
zavist,
fear,
strah,
criticism,
kritiziranje,
weakness of heart,
slabost srca,
weakness of mind,
slabost uma,
weakness of body,
slabost tijela,
dizziness,
vrtoglavica.
So many things, right?
Velike stvari.
A lot of diseases, yes. So, what's the remedy?
Koji je lijek?
You need a new diet. The doctor says, get off that diet. We're going to give you a new diet.
Doktor kaže da ću vam jedan novi lijek.
And we're going to give you some medicine too. You have to take the medicine.
Evo dao sam ti lijek, moraš ga uzeti. Dijetu.
So, the medicine is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare
Rama. Take one pill every second.
Uzmite svaku pilulu, jednu pilulu svake sekunde.
for the rest of your life.
Do kraja života.
Because the disease is really deep. You need a lot of medication.
Jer bolest je jako napredovala, treba vam puno lijeka.
And new diet.
I nova dijeta.
Prasad.
Prasadam.
What is prasad?
Što je prasadam?
It's not just food.
To nije samo hrana.
It's not just vegetarian food.
To nije samo vegetarijanska hrana.
It's magic.
To je magija.
What is the magic?
Koja je magija?
God ate it first.
Bog je prvi jeo.
And he left some for you.
I nešto vam je ostavio.
And if you eat it,
ako vi to jedete,
you get God and the food both.
Dobijete i hranu i Boga zajedno.
Spiritual food. That means God has tasted it, and then when you taste it, you get the mercy of his taste in that food. Not ordinary.
Bog je to isprobao, tu hranu, i ako vi to kušate, vi kušate i okus Boga.
There's no, I remember when people first came to our temples, they were thinking, what do you people put in this food?
Prvi put kad su ljudi došli kod nas u hram, pitali su nas, pa što vi to stavljate u tu hranu?
It's some kind of drug or something.
To je neka droga ili nešto, što je to?
We never feel so happy after eating. It must be spiked with LSD.
Nikad se nismo osjećali tako dobro kad smo se najeli. Mora da ima unutra LSD.
Yeah, we were accused of that.
I optužili su nas za to.
And other things they would say we put in there, which I won't mention.
Rekli su za razne druge supstance koje smo stavljali, ali neću ih spomenuti.
But it's not. It's simply the Lord's taste buds have injected the food with special mercy.
Ali nije, nego jednostavno ta osjetila na jeziku Boga, ona su izlučila tu posebnu milost u tu hranu.
So when you eat Krishna prasadam, you get happiness, you get nourishment, you get strength, and you get spiritual advancement.
Znači, dok uzmete
an extra feature of eating.
Dok uzmete Krišnjenu hranu, vi dobivate određeno zadovoljstvo i siti ste, ali ne samo to, nego i duhovno napredujete.
That's the diet.
To je prehrana.
And the medicine. So these two things for the hospital of the material diseases.
Znači, te dvije stvari treba se slijediti u ovoj bolnici materijalnih bolesti.
And if you stick to the doctor's regimen, gradually you become healed.
I ako se držite doktorovih uputa, s vremenom ćete ozdraviti.
How do I know I'm getting better?
Kako znam da mi je bolje?
Well, the fever of material life goes down.
Smanjuje vam se groznica materijalnog života. Stvarno.
I have to give up illicit sex.
Moramo staviti zabranjeni seks.
Drugs.
Droge.
Alcohol.
Alkohol.
Meat eating.
Meso.
Television.
Televiziju.
Nintendo games.
Nintendo igre.
What else do I have to give up? I have to give up spacing out.
Moramo staviti to da razmišljamo o glupostima.
So many things. Oh.
Toliko stvari.
I can't do it. It's too hard.
Preteško je.
I'll try anyway.
Ali ipak ću pokušati.
Jan Hare Krishna.
Mantra Hare Krishna.
You forget after a while.
S vremenom zaboraviš.
It's not that you have to give these up.
Nije da to morate ostaviti.
We're not asking to give up anything.
Ništa ne morate ostaviti.
Just give up one thing.
Samo jednu stvar.
One time one reporter said to Prabhupada, our spiritual master, he said, Swamiji, you make it so hard. You're giving up sex and drugs and coffee and tea and meat. How can you do it?
Jednom jedan novinar pitao Prabhupada, Prabhupada, pa tako si teško to sve učinio, tako teški, moramo ostaviti seks, meso, kavu, alkohol, drogu, sve.
Prabhupada said, we are giving up one thing, suffering.
Prabhupada je rekao, mi ostavljamo samo jednu stvar, a to je patnja.
That's all, we're just giving up suffering.
Mi samo ostavljamo patnju.
Because people are suffering because they think this is pleasure.
Ljudi pate zato jer misle da u tim stvarima se nalazi zadovoljstvo.
What goes on in the material world is pleasure. It's the seeds for suffering. You plant seeds for suffering every time you try to enjoy in this world.
Kad god pokušavate uživati u ovom svijetu, zapravo posadite jedno sjeme patnje u svoje srce.
So we don't give up anything, we're just giving up the illusion that we can be happy with these things. That's all.
Mi ne ostavljamo ništa drugo osim iluzorne ideje da možemo biti sretni sa tim stvarima.
And devotees are happy. They chant, they dance, they eat, they read, they're nice people.
I bhakti su sretni, oni plešu, pjevaju, čitaju, oni su fini ljudi.
You can't meet two nicer people than Mohan and Abhuta Datri. So nice people. Have you met such nice people anywhere?
Ljude kao što su Mohan i Abhuta.
And now, I don't know before they became a devotee, but they're nice now. And that means that since they become the devotee, they become even nicer.
Ja ih ne znam kako su bili prije, ali pretpostavljam da su bili
fini. And if you ask anything for them, they'll do it for you.
Ako bilo što
whatever you want, they'll do it, long as it's not sinful.
Ako bilo što ih traži, oni će te
time, they'll give you their they'll give you whatever you need to make you happy.
Znači vam sve što treba da budete sretni.
They're nice people. And they don't charge either.
Oni su fini ljudi, ništa ne naplaćuju.
It's free.
Sve je besplatno.
Where do you meet people like that?
Gdje ćeš tu upoznati takve ljude?
I mean, there's some nice people out there.
Mislim, ima vani finih
ljudi. But they do something nice for you and then they say, what can you do for me?
A oni nešto naprave fino za vas i onda pitaju, što ćeš ti napraviti za mene?
But these people, they'll do something for you and say, what else can we do for you?
Ali ovi ljudi će učiniti nešto lijepo za vas i pitati, što vam još treba da vam pomognemo?
That is real. That comes by worshiping God. When you worship, when you start to worship God, and you love God, you start to love everybody.
Kad obožavate Boga i kad ga zavolite, onda ćete
uspjeti. People want to love other people, and it's hard to love other people because other people are not lovable sometimes.
Svi mi želimo voliti druge ljude i to je prirodno, ali to je jako teško pošto ti ljudi su često takvi da ih ne možete voljeti.
I love you, but I wish you were different.
Volim te, ali htio bih da si drugačiji.
But love, when you love God, because everyone is connected to God, everyone is part of God, when you love the whole, you love the parts of the whole also. So love for others is natural because it's connected with our love for God.
Znači, svi su dio Boga i ako svi su povezani s njim, ako volimo Boga, jednostavno volit ćemo sve. Svi su povezani s njim.
So if you want to meet some really loving, nice people, you come here.
Ako želite upoznati fine ljude koji će učiniti nešto za vas, dođite ovdje.
That's why I come here.
Zato ja dolazim ovdje.
Because I like to be near loving, nice people.
Jer volim biti među takvim ljudima.
And that is Krishna consciousness.
To je svjesnost Krishna.
It turns people who are, what we say, selfish, self-interested and lost into persons who are concerned about the welfare of others and are lovers of God.
Pretvara ljude koji su bili sebični i samo orijentirani prema sebi i izgubljeni u ovom svijetu u osobe koje samo žele pomagati drugima i koji vole Boga.
And it's simply by chanting God's name.
A to sve se desilo zbog toga što mantra je to.
When you come into the sunlight, you become warm, you become happy. When you see the sun makes you happy. Just naturally, because the sun is so beneficent, so beneficial, and provides only good things.
Kada vidite sunce, prirodno postanete sretni, zato što od sunca možete dobiti samo dobrobit, toplinu, svjetlost.
So when you come into the sun of God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, there is only auspiciousness comes into our life.
Kad dođete pod svjetlo ove svjesnosti Krishne, samo dobrobit dolazi u vaš život.
And all we have to do is chant, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And eat Krishna prasad.
To je sve što trebate raditi i uz to uzimati fini Krishna prasad.
And if you feel extra happy, you can dance.
I ako ste još sretni, možete zaplesati.
And if you feel really happy, you can do some service too.
Ako osjećate...
When Mohan and Abhuta Datri say to you, would you like to do some service? They're not thinking, we need something done, so we need to find someone. They're thinking, if I can give this person some service and they can serve the Lord will be pleased and they'll be blessed.
Kada dođete ovdje i Mohan i Abhuta vas zamoli da nešto učinite, nije da oni trebaju od vas da sad je tu nešto hitno da vi napravite, nego jednostavno oni žele da vi to napravite zato jer to ćete raditi za Boga i onda ćete s tim dobiti dobrobit.
When they ask you for to do some service, it's for your benefit.
Kad vas upitaju da nešto napravite, neku službu, to je za vašu vlastitu dobrobit.
Sometimes we think, why is somebody asking me to do something?
Mi to često ne vidimo tako, mi pitamo zašto sad oni nešto žele od mene.
But actually, because it's service to the Lord, it's pleasing, beneficial, and everyone benefits, not just you.
Ali pošto je to povezano sa zadovoljstvom gospodina, svi dobivaju dobrobit, a ne samo vi.
So if you come here, you'll experience something wonderful.
Ako dođete ovdje, iskusit ćete nešto prekrasno.
You'll experience the presence of God in your life.
Iskusit ćete prisutstvo Boga u vašem životu.
And it says when you have God in your life, you have everything. And if you have everything in your life without God, you have nothing.
Kaže se, ako imate Boga u svom životu, imate sve. Ali ako ne, ako nemate Boga, ne možete ništa. I to možete, nemate ništa i to možete zapisati. Kaže
okay, make an experiment. I'll ask you all a question.
Pitat ću vas sve jedno pitanje. Ovo je eksperiment.
Imagine you had all the money in the world.
Zamislite da imate sav novac na svijetu.
And you had all the possessions in the world.
I imate sve posjede u svijetu.
But you were the only person in the world.
Ali jedini ste u tom svijetu.
Could you be happy?
Da li možete biti sretni?
You want to share with somebody, right?
To želite podijeliti s nekim.
So life means relationship.
Život znači odnos.
And the perfect relationship, and that relationship that is always there, is our relationship with God. Once we have that relationship with God, then we have our relationships with everything else.
Savršen odnos i odnos koji je stalno tu pred nama je naš odnos s Bogom. I ako ostvarimo taj odnos, moći ćemo ostvariti odnos sa svima.
So happiness is the perfection of relationship, and the perfection of relationship is our eternal relationship with God.
Najveća sreća u našem odnosu s Bogom.
And then whatever other relationships we have in this world, they become happy, they become perfect, they become satisfied because we have established our relationship with God.
I pošto smo ostvarili svoj odnos s Bogom, svi drugi naši odnosi u ovom svijetu biti će puni zadovoljstva i biti će pravilni.
And that's the most important thing we can do.
I to je
najvažnije for ourselves and for everyone is become God conscious.
To je najveća stvar koju možemo učiniti i za sebe i za druge, da postanemo svjesni Boga.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hvala vam.
Thank you. Questions, anyone?
Da li imate pitanja neko?
Da li postoji koja dobrobit, recimo, ako radimo nešto ili smo u nekom okruženju, možda da mantramo umu, da li tada također da bi on bio dobro? I da možda malo nešto reći o tome.
So he's asking if we are chanting 16 rounds, we are chanting loudly. So he's asking if we are doing something, can we chant in our mind, and what is the benefit of this chanting inside the mind?
Srila Prabhupada explains that 16 rounds on beads, innumerable rounds off the beads.
Srila Prabhupada objašnjava, mantrate 16 krugova na brojanici, a bezbroj krugova bez brojanice.
There are two religious principles that are the sum total of all religious principles.
Postoje dva glavna religiozna pravila u kojima su zapravo sažeta sva religiozna pravila.
If you follow these two principles, then all other principles follow automatically. There's no other rules and regulations you must follow if you follow these two.
Ako slijediš ova dva principa, ne moraš više ni jedan drugi princip slijediti. Svi ostali principi jednostavno dolaze.
And what are they?
A koji su to?
Always remember God, never forget him.
Uvijek se sjećaj Boga i nikad ga nemoj zaboraviti.
So chanting is the easiest and the recommended way in this age to remember God.
Znači ovo mantranje Hare Krishna je najjednostavniji proces i još je uz to preporučen za ovo doba.
We chant 16 rounds because that is what the spiritual master has given us as a minimum.
Mi mantramo 16 krugova zato što nam je duhovni učitelj to dao
maximum.
Kao minimum, a ne maksimum.
There's no such thing as maximum.
Nema maksimuma.
Minimum. So that if you, by doing our minimum vow, that help. It says if you remember Krishna every day, you can remember Krishna every minute.
Ako se možeš sjećati Krishne svaki dan, moći ćeš ga se sjetiti svake minute.
By remembering him every day, you'll learn to remember him every minute.
Ako ćeš ga se sjećati svaki dan, uspjet ćeš ga se sjetiti svake minute.
So yes, remembering him every minute is chanting as in our minds, or chanting whenever we can chant, just chant.
Znači, ako ga se želiš sjetiti svake minute, jednostavno možeš mantrati u umu ili na glas, kako god ti želiš.
For a self-realized soul, the mantra is always going on inside their hearts and their minds. Their lips may be quiet, and they may be not look like they're chanting, but the chanting is going on constantly.
Znači,
they're hearing the sound all the time.
Za jako napredne duhovne osobe, mantranje se cijelo vrijeme odvija iznutra. Možda njihove usnice ne izgledaju kao da mantraju, ali zapravo mantranje je cijelo vrijeme tu. Cijelo vrijeme se mantra
vrši. You can't attain that stage by practice, but you can attain the stage by practice and by purifying your heart. When the heart becomes purified, then Krishna's name takes root within your soul and within your mind constantly.
Znači, ako vježbaš to da mantraš svaki dan i konstantno to radiš, nakon nekog vremena to ime od Krišne će se jednostavno ukorijeniti u tvojem srcu, nećeš moći prestati.
But if you don't practice, it won't happen.
Ali ako ne vježbaš, to se neće desiti.
We have to practice remembering Krishna.
Zato moramo vježbati da se sjetimo Krišne.
So yes, do that.
Zato da, radi to.
Yeah. And when you remember God, there's nothing else to achieve because everything is there in that remembrance. Perfection, happiness, satisfaction, peace of mind, everything.
Ako se uspijevaš sjetiti Boga, moraš znati da si dobio s tim sve, dobio si zadovoljstvo, sreću, mir, uma, sve.
Practice.
Samo vježbaj.
Any other questions?
Još neko pitanje?
In the beginning of your class, you were saying that by chanting of the holy name, there is peace, you know, and happiness gradually, and you start with relaxing, you know. But after some time, instead of getting peace, you start to feel some disturbance, material desires increase. So can you explain why does it happen?
Why does material desires increase?
Sometimes you feel that.
I'll give you an example. There's a It's easy to explain. When you try to get rid of something that you've been doing for a long time, it doesn't go so easy.
Jako jednostavno to objasniti. Ako se želiš riješiti nečega što već dugo radiš, nečega što ne valja, jako je teško to ostaviti.
Just like if you want to fast, in the beginning fasting may be difficult.
Na primjer, ti želiš postiti, ali na početku post može biti jako teška stvar za tebe.
But and desire for hunger and food will become stronger.
I želja za hranom će postajati sve veća i veća.
But after some time if you're determined and you fight that hunger, then it becomes easy.
Ali s vremenom, ako se ti naučiš boriti s tom željom za hranom, glad će postajati veća i s vremenom će nestati, bit će ti lakše to kontrolirati.
So when we start chanting, our material desires are going, but still we haven't given up the attachment for them.
Znači, dok mantramo, jednostavno mi još nismo u mogućnosti da ostavimo vezanost za naše želje. Možda želje više nisu toliko prisutne, ali vezanost je jako teška da ostavimo.
So it seems like they become stronger.
Izgleda kao da postaju jače.
But they're not. They're just coming to the surface of our consciousness and we're seeing them for what they are. That's all.
Ali zapravo se dešava to da su one već u našem srcu, da sad isplivavaju van i sad ih mi vidimo onako.
I'll give you another example. You look at this room, it looks clean, right?
Vidiš ovu sobu, ona izgleda dosta čisto.
You just start cleaning, you'll see how much dirt there is.
Počne čistiti, vidit ćeš zapravo koliko je prljava.
You don't see the dirt until you start cleaning.
Ne vidiš prljavštinu dok ne počneš čistiti.
Then when you start going behind the corners and in the cracks, you start finding a lot of dirt.
Ali kad razmakneš malo sve te stvari, počneš čistiti, zapravo nađeš jako puno prljavštine.
So when you start cleaning your heart and you start seeing the dirt.
I kad počneš čistiti svoje srce, naći ćeš jako puno prljavštine.
So then you get nervous and you think I should stop cleaning because it's too dirty.
I onda postaneš nervozan i kažeš, ma ne, neću više čistiti, ima previše te prljavštine.
But keep cleaning.
Ali nastavi čistiti.
So it's like that. That example is perfect. And when you start cleaning your heart, you start seeing the dirt.
Kad počneš čistiti svoje srce, onda vidiš sve više prljavštine.
But if you don't clean, you don't see the dirt.
Ali ako ne čistiš, nećeš ni vidjeti prljavštine.
Or you might see a little bit, but not much. You can't see the other stuff hiding in the corners.
Možda vidiš nešto malo, ali ne vidiš one skrivene stvari.
So don't be afraid of the cleaning process.
Nemoj se bojati procesa čišćenja.
Because you're actually preparing your heart so Krishna can sit there. And when Krishna sits on your heart, then that's perfection. But Krishna won't sit on a dirty heart.
Znači, kada čisti svoje srce, ti zapravo pripremaš, dozivaš Krišnu da dođe da sjedne na njega. Ali ako će srce biti prljavo, on neće doći sjesti tamo.
So if you want to welcome Krishna into your heart, then you have to clean it.
Ako želiš izraziti dobrodošlicu Krišni u svoje srce, so možeš ga prvo pročistiti.
It may be a little, what we say, it may be a struggle, but still, what you get in the end is worth the struggle.
Možda će biti malo borbe, ali ono što ćeš dobiti na kraju će biti vrijedno te borbe.
If you give one penny and you get enough groceries for 6 months, that's pretty good.
Ako imaš jedan penny, jednu lipu i za nju možeš kupiti toliko namirnica da imaš za 6 mjeseci, to je super.
For a little struggle to clean a heart, we get peace of mind, happiness, satisfaction, knowledge. Our relationship with Krishna. It's a small price to pay. That's all.
Ako malo pročistimo svoje srce, automatski dobivamo mir, uma, sreću, zadovoljstvo, znanje. To je jako mala cijena za takvu nagradu.
So give it up.
Zato ostavi to.
You have to give it up anyway.
Svejedno to moraš ostaviti.
Well, might as well give it up now.
Zato ostavi to sad.
Yes, you have to give it up anyway.
Svejedno
give it up now.
Zato bolje sad.
Any other questions?
Još neko pitanje?
Ma Ananda, you had a question?
You told us about this relationship with God. So how can we start this, to develop this?
How to establish? Establish? You can just by chanting Hare Krishna.
Jednostavno mantranjem Hare Krishna.
When you're chanting Hare Krishna, you're not only just chanting the names of the Lord, but you're glorifying the Lord.
Ako mantraš Hare Krishna, nije da samo ti mantraš njegova imena, nego ga ti slaviš istovremeno.
And you're also asking the Lord, my Lord, give me some, let me serve you, give me some service.
I istovremeno ga moliš, molim te, daj mi nešto da napravim za tebe, da te služim.
So the chanting is like a request for service.
Mantranje je zapravo kao zahtjev za službom.
If you're chanting and then Mohan comes along and says, can you do some service? And you say, I'm too busy to chant. Well, you're asking for service by chanting.
Znači, ako mantraš, onda dođe Mohan i kaže ti, ajde napravi ovo, a ti kažeš, ne, zauzet sam, moram mantrati, i onda znači da tu nešto ne štima.
So, we establish our relationship by chanting and Krishna gives us opportunities to serve.
Znači, svoj odnos sa Krišnom započnemo taj način da mantramo, a onda će nam on dati priliku da ga počnemo služiti.
Any other questions?
Još neko pitanje?
Kaput? Finished? I know a little German. Yes, Mataji.
Mataji?
It's possible, but it's not likely. Who's that?
Znači, Mataji je pitala da li ako osoba mantra 5 ili 6 krugova, da li može imati veću devociju od osobe koja mantra regularno 16 krugova.
It's possible, but usually when you have devotion, it comes out in terms of your expression. So the more you chant, the more is an indication that there is devotion there.
Znači, Maharaj je rekao da je moguće, ali da se to vjerojatno neće dogoditi i da vjerojatno nije tako i da prirodno kada ti imaš devociju prema svetom imenu, ti želiš sve više i više mantrati.
But it is possible.
Ali moguće je.
That person chanting less can have more devotion.
Da osoba koja mantra manje krugova ima više devocije.
It's not like it's impossible.
Nije da je to nemoguće.
Because sometimes a person may not have as much time for whatever reasons,
And therefore that's all I can do, but they do it with devotion.
Znači nekad jednostavno osoba nema puno vremena, ima puno posla, ono, puno odgovornosti, onda jednostavno mantra toliko koliko može, ali ako to radi onako pravilno sa devocijom, to je super.
16 rounds are for those who are initiated.
16 krugova je za one koji su inicirani.
For those who are not initiated, they can choose how much they like to chant, that's all.
Oni koji nisu inicirani mogu izabrati koliko god krugova žele.
But if you're initiated and you're not and you're chanting 6 rounds and you say I have a lot of devotion, I don't know about that.
Ali ako si
because initiation means I promise to chant 16 rounds. So if you don't do that, that doesn't say much of your devotion.
Ali ako si iniciran i umjesto 16 mantra 6 krugova, znači da nemaš nešto puno devocije.
You see, devotion really means responsibility.
Devocija zapravo znači odgovornost.
To be responsible for doing something for God.
To je odgovornost da ćeš nešto raditi za Boga.
So when the spiritual master asks, please chant 16 rounds, and you say yes, you take on that responsibility. And just by doing that, that shows that you are responsible and that you're trying to become devoted.
I ako ti duhovni učitelj, ako mu ti obećaš da ćeš mantrati 16 krugova, i ako to radiš, znači da pokazuješ mu svoje zahvalnosti i da postaješ bhakta.
But if you make a promise, a vow to God and to the spiritual master, and you don't keep it, and that can't, you can't say that's not very much devotion.
Ali ako daš zavjet duhovnom učitelju, ne održiš taj zavjet, to nije baš neka devocija.
So for those who take initiation, they should follow their vows, and then that's pleasing. For those who are not initiated, they can chant as many rounds as they feel comfortable with.
Osobe koje su uzeli inicijaciju i dale zavjete guru, jednostavno oni ih moraju slijediti, to je zadovoljavajuće. A oni koji nisu uzeli inicijaciju mogu mantrati koliko god žele.
Does that answer your question?
Da li to odgovara?
Oh, I see.
And I don't know, I explain my chant, how I chant, but I can't explain how to defend properly how it sounds.
Chanting mechanically means we're just trying to chant to finish our rounds. We're just trying to do it because we have to do it. That's mechanical chanting.
Mehaničko mantranje znači da želimo samo izmantrati svoje krugove za taj dan.
But when we chant with attention and we chant as Prabhupada says, like a mother, like a child crying for the mother, that's the way we should chant. That's devotional chanting. If we're chanting just to finish our rounds, what you'll get out of that is you'll finish your rounds, that's all.
Znači, trebamo mantrati kao dijete koje plaće za majkom. A ako mantramo samo da bi izmantrali svoje, da bi završili svoje krugove, jedino što ćemo dobiti je da smo završili svoje krugove.
We make a promise, but the promise shouldn't be a burden that we just do it because I made a promise. It's like the spiritual master asks you to make the promise because he knows it's good for you. And if you do it in the right mood, you get the benefit. If you just do it to get it done, you won't get much out of it. So mechanical chanting is not really chanting at all.
Maharaj kaže da mehaničko mantranje nije zapravo nikakvo mantranje, jer ne smije nam naša obećanja postati teret. Moramo to raditi s nekakvim zadovoljstvom i onda ćemo iz toga dobiti pravu dobrobit, a ne samo da to odradimo.
So those who are chanting should think, this is the most important thing that I can do for my spiritual progress. Therefore I should put my attention and my devotion into this, and not just the clock. I got to get it done.
Znači,
not chanting.
Za one koji mantraju, jako je važna stvar da u to svoje mantranje stave pažnju i jednostavno da onako mantraju s nekakvim osjećajem, a ne samo da to odrade. To je bez veze.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Any questions? Yes, Babuda.
Često čujem prigovaranje zašto tako sporo mantraš, htio bi kupiti mantraci za 6-7 minuta. I onda osoba se nazve frustrirana, ali njoj je potrebno recimo 8, 9 ili 10 minuta. Šta kaže tome? I to vede kao vezano je uz brzinu.
So, Bauda is saying that sometimes some people are criticizing that he is chanting very long, like 8, 9, 10 minutes, and they're saying you should chant 6 minutes, you should chant faster. So what do you think about?
Prabhupada never said that.
Prabhupada to nikad nije rekao.
Prabhupada said you just hear.
Prabhupada je rekao samo slušaj.
Now if you're not hearing, then that's a problem.
Ako ne čuješ, to je problem.
So if you're hearing nicely, then that's all that counts. So if your rounds are taking too long to do because you're not hearing, then you should try to hear, and that will increase the speed.
Znači, ako možeš mantrat sporije i slušaš, to je ok, ali ako mantraš dugo zato jer ne slušaš, onda počni slušati i vidjet ćeš da će se ubrzati.
Just remember one thing, you have to hear.
Samo se zapamti jednu stvar, moraš čuti.
If you're chanting too slow and the mind is wandering all over the place, then you have to catch that mind by the mantra.
Znači, ako mantraš jako sporo i um ti luduje svuda okolo po cijeloj sobi, onda jednostavno moraš ga uhvatiti sa mantrom.
So whether it's fast or slow, that's up to you, but the point is you have to hear.
Da li ćeš mantrati brzo ili sporo, to je sve ovisi o tebi. Glavna stvar je da čuješ.
So you ask yourself, am I hearing nicely? Can I improve the quality of my hearing? Not so much the speed. The speed will be more or less according to how best you're hearing. When you're hearing, your mantras will be quick. When you're not hearing, it's going a lot slower.
Znači, ako zapitaj se koliko dobro ja stvarno čujem, ako ćeš slušat pažljivo, vidjet ćeš da će se ubrzati. A ako nećeš paziti, onda će se to još više odužiti.
So just try to hear.
Samo pokušaj čuti. Mm.
Yes.
I can say my realization regarding this chanting 5 or 6 or 16 rounds. Prabhupada is very often the minimum of chanting 16 rounds, and the spiritual master of Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta says once that he doesn't want to speak about science of God with no one who doesn't chant 64 rounds. So that was always for me like, oh, so much. But then recently I have some time, so then I was chanting 30, 40, 50 rounds very often, almost each day. And then I see how really, if you chant more and more, how really you go deep and deep.
Yeah.
And then you see deep around, not actually so much.
Nothing.
Just some, yeah, then you go deep.
Yeah. Quantity helps to increase quality.
Znači, Mohan je pričao o svojim iskustvu da je tako. Čuje da je Prabhupada rekao minimum da treba mantra 16 krugova, Bhaktisiddhanta učitelj, Prabhupada je rekao da mantramo minimum 64 kruga. I onda je Mohanu se to činilo kako tako puno, ali u zadnje vrijeme je imao tako malo više vremena i mantra je svaki dan 30, 40, 50 krugova i onda mu se tih 16 činilo ono, tako lagano, ništa praktički.
Yeah, but for new people, when people are just beginning, we ask them to chant what they feel comfortable with, not that they have to do more.
Ljudi koji se tek počnu baviti s ovim procesom, jednostavno njih nitko ništa ne prisiljava da trebaju puno. Jednostavno uzmu koliko želi.
But the most important thing in chanting is that you make a numerical vow. I'm going to chant 10 rounds every day, I'm going to chant 8 rounds. In other words, you make a minimum and you don't go below the minimum. You can go over, but you don't go below.
Važna je stvar da si odredimo taj jedan numerički minimum, znači da mantramo barem 8 ili bilo koliko krugova, ali da si odredimo. Svaki dan ću mantrati toliko i da ne idemo ispod njega.
For those who are not initiated. For those who are initiated, they can chant, they have to chant at least 16 rounds. And then when we give initiations, we ask, do you agree to chant at least 16 rounds a day? At least, not maximum.
Znači, za one koji nisu inicirani, mi od njih ne tražimo ništa posebno, a za one koji su inicirani, od njih se traži da mantraju barem 16 krugova.
I know one temple president in New York, he's very busy, he has a lot of responsibilities, and he chants 64 rounds every Monday,
without fail. He takes that day off, chants 64 rounds, and reads Bhagavatam for 3 hours. Still, he has his responsibilities. And he says that because he's doing that, he can do his service as a temple president.
Ima taj jedan predsjednik hrama u New Yorku kojeg Maharaj pozna i koji ima jako, jako puno obaveza i odgovornosti, ali on svaki ponedjeljak uzme slobodno vrijeme, čita Bhagavatam 3 sata i mantra 64 kruga. I on kaže da baš zbog toga što to napravi svaki ponedjeljak, može obavljati svoju službu predsjednika hrama.
So you'll find, yeah, as you chant more, the quality of your chanting improves.
Vidjet ćeš da što više mantraš, možeš vidjeti da se kvaliteta tvojeg mantranja poboljšava. I samo vježbaj.
Ok, anything else?
Još nešto?
Mandaran Swami je znao reći, kad mantraš, budi odmoren.
Sad će Mandaran Swami used to say that when you chant, you should be... kako se kaže? You shouldn't be tired, you should be...
Yeah, enlivened.
Enlivened. Mm. Da.
Da. Mahada. Or da da da. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. It's spiritual, the mantra feeds the soul, and as the soul gets fed, the body becomes enlivened.
Mantra hrani dušu i kada duša mantra, tijelo postaje oživljeno.
Okay, so we stop here. Any more questions? Okay, thank you very much.
Hvala vam svima puno.
I think we have more to the program, yes? There's a... popcorn and slideshow.
Sada ćemo imati kokice i slideshow.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.